Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See
terms and conditions. 18 plus. Welcome to the English Academy Club. I'm Valeska, your host. Thank you for joining me today. In today's episode, I am reading Chapter 9 in the book called The Light We Lost. A few weeks after we said I love you for the first time, you and I had my place to ourselves. We'd decided to celebrate that fact by walking around in our underwear. It was sweltering out, the kind of muggy July heat that makes me wish I could spend the whole day submerged in a swimming pool. And even though the air conditioner was on full blast, the apartment was still warm. It was so big that we probably needed more than one. Kate's grandparents were real estate geniuses, you said, as we scrambled eggs half naked. When did they buy this place? No idea, I said, sticking some English muffins in the toaster. Before her dad was born. So, 1940s? You whistled. I know we didn't stay there often, but I bet you remember that apartment. It was hard to forget. The two huge bedrooms and bathrooms, that breakfast nook we used as a library, and the ceilings that were about 12 feet high. I didn't appreciate those details then, but I did appreciate the apartment. Kate was in law school, and her dad said it was cheaper for her to live there than for him to pay for housing down by NYU. It worked well for me, too. We visited Kate's grandma here when we were in middle school, I told you, as we sat on the couch with our breakfast plates and on our bare knees. She was a docent at the Met until she got sick. She'd studied art history at Smith back before most women even thought about college. I wish I'd met her, you said, after a sip of coffee. Oh, you would have loved her. We chewed quietly, our thighs against each other as we ate, my shoulder grazing your arm. It was impossible for us to be in a room together without touching. When does Kate come back? You asked, after you'd finished swallowing. I shrugged. She'd met Tom about a month before, and that night was maybe the second time she'd stayed at his place. We should probably get dressed soon. I felt your eyes on my breast. You put your plate down, done with breakfast. You have no idea what you do to me, Lucy, you said, as you watched me rest my fork on my plate. All morning, you without any clothes on. It's like being dropped into one of my fantasies. Your hands straight to your lap, and then you were touching yourself slowly through cotton. I'd never watched you touch yourself, never seen what you did when you were alone. I couldn't stop looking. Now you said, tucking yourself free of your boxers. I put my plate down and reached for you, already turned on. You shook your head and smiled. That's not what I meant. I raised my eyebrows, and then I understood what you wanted. I slid my fingers down my stomach. You'd never watched me touch myself either, but the idea of it thrilled me. I closed my eyes thinking about you looking at me, thinking about sharing this personal moment with you, and I felt my body shudder. Lucy, you whispered. My eyes fluttered open, and I saw you stroking yourself faster. It felt more intimate than sex, the two of us performing this act for each other, an act that was usually private. The lines that separated you and me were blurring even more into us. While I kept touching myself, you leaned against the couch, taking your boxers off, completely, your eyes on me the whole time. Our hands sped up, so did our breathing. You bit your lip, then I watched your grip tighten. I watched your muscles clench. Oh, God, you said. Oh, Lucy. I moved my fingers more insistently to join you, but you clasped your hand around my wrist. May I? You asked. I shivered at the sound of your voice. Then I nodded, and you shifted so I could lie down along the length of the couch, so you could slide off my underwear. You moved closer, and the anticipation made me squirm. As you slipped your fingers inside me, you said, "I have a secret." "Oh, yeah?" I asked. "Oh, yeah," you said, stretching out next to me, your mouth against mine. "When I touch myself, I think about you." A shadow rippled through my body. "Me too," I whispered between breaths. I came 30 seconds later. All right, so that was chapter 9 of the book, The Light That We Lost. So in the next episode, I will be reading chapter 10 to you guys. Hope you have a wonderful day, and I'll see you next time.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.